Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll bring on our special guest for today. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your forgiving mercy on us. I ask, Father, that you forgive me for my sins, for my fears, for my doubts, for my stagnant nature at times. Help me to be a more active and enthusiastic child of the King, being healthy completely, mind, body, and spirit. I ask for your protection over me, and also, Father, over this nation. We are a mess, as you know. Place your spirit around our President, President Donald Trump, and all his advisors. Guide them and grant them wisdom that only comes from you. This nation is broken. Our families, our businesses, our freedom, our liberty. Our faith has faltered through lack of exercise. You are only a whisper away. May we always remember that. Bless the show today. May we bring to others truth and hope and thought. Bless my guest, Matt Roberts. And Father, be with Greg Owens during his grief and the loss of his father. May all those who are hurting be comforted. Thank you again for your blessings and your love. These times are tough. For such a time as this, we pray and seek you in Jesus' name. Amen. The whole health of a nation. If there's one thing that has come to the surface during this pandemic, it's the fact that our nation is not an overly healthy nation. It isn't necessarily about this virus or that virus. When a person is healthy, they still might get sick, but the body has a much better chance of fighting off whatever it is, if the body is itself healthy. And God made this body to heal itself. We know, even without the science data, that if we allow ourselves to become obese, we are at a higher risk for many health issues. Diabetes, for one, which leads to other problems. Some of the medical field would just throw pills at you rather than encourage you to actually do something to fix your body's immune system and begin healing on its own. Now, I know I'm talking very simplistically here. I've got some family that have some pretty bad, serious health conditions. But the health of our nation is the same in many ways. We have symptoms that are killing this nation, the liberty of the people, and even the sovereignty status of this nation itself. Being reliant on other countries for this or for that, legislating against healthy lifestyle, spending beyond the ability to ever pay back the debt, taxing bad habits instead of education, educating instead falsely instead of common sense and truth. The nation is as confused. We are a confused bunch of folks today. The virus is real. The over and extreme reactions are unhealthy to us as individuals, as well as a nation and an economy. But we have to deal with it. But this isn't just a recent issue. It's been compounded by bad decisions made in the last many decades. Trade agreements, pushing jobs away from these United States, legislating and punishing business on our land through taxes, regulations, and forced wages. There's a lot in this, those statements that are broad and generalized. But for the sake of just thinking about them and moving on, our health as individuals and families and our nation truly are important, pandemic or no pandemic. I have made the decision a long time ago, and it's been a very tough decision to survive through, to only promote American-made products and businesses. I'm doing my best to watch out and buy only buy things that are made in the USA, and particularly not buy anything made in China. I believe that makes us a healthier and more prosperous people and nation. That's why I made that decision. Products made here, Americans employed here, taxes paid here, spending done here. It's the circle of life for American-made products. and it makes a healthy America, a healthier America. Today we have with us Matt Roberts. He's Greg Owens' partner with Liberty Tabletop, and we're going to talk about some of the challenges and things that are going on through this pandemic and the craziness that we're experiencing today. Matt, welcome aboard. How are you doing today, sir?
Great, Beth. Good to talk to you, and I hope everybody's staying healthy in your neck of the woods.
We are. There's a few outbreaks, and we've lost a few people, but basically we're doing really well. We're a small little community, and went out to a ball game last night, and there's some wearing masks, some not wearing masks, and we're doing real good, though.
The small things in life, isn't it? To go to a ball game, you wouldn't think that it was a revelation, and you feel free that you can go to watch a ball game.
Yeah, I know. The things, you know, I was telling my husband the other night, I never dreamed that America could be where it is today. And I'm not talking about the masks. I'm talking about everything that's been going on and how unhappy people are with this nation. And, you know, going back and calling it, I don't even want to go down that road today with you, but, you know, just denying our history or claiming all of our history was just, you know, bad. You know, I never dreamed that
yeah,
I would be.
A lot of times the loonies get all the press. So I'm hoping that the silent majority of people that are not running around screaming and yelling are actually the productive members of society. And there's probably more people that aren't like that than there are. So I'm hoping, pray that that's the truth. And all we can do is keep the faith.
Absolutely. You know, I spoke at the Wyoming Republican State Convention a few weeks ago. And, you know, those folks there are just like the folks here. I said, I don't know any of you, but I feel like I know each one of you as they come up. And we did shake hands. And, you know, it was a banquet. And it was, you know, they had a silent auction. It wasn't a silent auction. They did have both. They had silent auction and a verbal auctioneer where they actually had to call out what they were getting. And you know, they're just real people. And we drove there instead of flew because we just didn't want to go through the hassle. And we had a lot of stuff we were taking there with us. It was a wonderful trip. And I got to go through South Dakota, and I spoke at a little cafe there, spoke with the gal that was manning the little deli or bakery that was there. And because, you know, their governor took a lot of guff because she didn't shut everything down. you know, they were just normal down home folks. It was a little farm community that we stopped in to fill up with gas and get a donut or something for breakfast. We hadn't had breakfast yet. And it was just when you go across this nation, Matt, the beautiful people, they're everywhere. And, you know, the hearts and the freedom and the individuality of Americans is just, it's something to behold. And I'd rather think about that and concentrate on those than these that are rioting in the streets and screaming ugly things about America.
Well,
so I'm with you.
When it becomes violent, I have an issue. Celebrating the diversity. I mean, this nation has got, you know, the backgrounds of, and the different countries that people have come to, and you know, the gentleman who runs our factory, you know, is an immigrant from Argentina. He came to, one of the big, most proud days of his life is when he became an American citizen. So the merrier. Come on, bring him on. Bring him on.
Join us. Love us and join
us.
That's right. I hear the music. We've talked the first segment away. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to visit with Matt and some of the challenges that they have had there at Liberty Tabletop. But, you know, they just keep coming up with new products and new ideas, and it's just very innovative, and I just love what they do. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Matt Roberts of Liberty Tabletop, who are sponsors of the show. They're advertisers, and I encourage you to visit their website at libertytabletop.com. And Matt and Beth Ann will be right back. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Matt Roberts of Liberty Tabletop. We got a little off topic, but you know, it's going to bring us back there. We're going to come right back to Liberty Tabletop and some of the challenges you put down for topics, and some of the challenges that we've had, and particularly in industry and what you're doing. And I know that you guys were quite the patriots through this march, through the pandemic, and I appreciate all that you did. It is a challenge for employees, employers, and businesses to meet all the regulations and make sure that the employees feel safe as well as keep them safe. So I wanted you to kind of visit with me a little bit about what you had to do there and we're willing to do there for at Liberty Tabletop to take care of your employees.
Sure. I mean, you know, we're a smaller family-run business, so our employees are like family to us. So the first thing we did when we heard that this virus was coming on and we didn't know exactly what was going to happen, we met with all the employees and we told them, look, you know, you're in control of your life outside these four walls, and when you do things have risky behaviors, et cetera, you're affecting your coworkers and your coworkers' family. So if you have someone's high risk, you know, I use my mother-in-law as an example. For about 8 weeks, we never really got to see her, and you know, she's in her 80s and she has some comorbidities, et cetera. So when the Andrew Cuomo's put out about 1,000 executive orders. He's not the favorite person in a lot of the state, But when he first
we're in
came
the nation.
Out, yeah, right. And shut. Well, yeah, with the 22 states that it can't come to New York now. We basically had to spend about 3 days with our lawyers making sure that, you know, because we actually were an essential business because we have a Department of Defense contract. We manufacture flatware that goes all over the world, embassies, ships, Afghanistan, Guam, you name it, West Point. So we could keep our factory open, okay, but we could only do certain products. So we took everybody aside. We actually laid everybody off for 1 week until we found out whether or not we could reopen. So we basically brought everybody in, and what we're doing is this is the standard stuff. We're taking people's temperatures. We're my wife is the HR manager, so she puts signs everywhere. We have a person on staff that half of this person's day they're going around spraying disinfecting the doorknobs in the bathrooms, and we clean some of the inspection tables multiple times per day. Knocking on wood, we've had, myself included, employees tested, probably five or six tested, and they've all come back negative. So that's what we're doing from the standpoint of keeping our employees safe. Now, in Madison County, New York, where I reside, there's 72,000 people. We only have two active cases right now. So in upstate, in central New York, it's really cow country. I mean, we've got big dairy, so we're sort of spread out. New York City, 27,000 people per square mile. You can't get away from each other. So New York is a dike, is an interesting state. California might be similar in where you've got these big metropolitan centers, and then they're making decisions for the rest of the state where you might have one person per square mile. So we've been battling with Albany to get through phase 1, 2, and 3, and now we're getting into phase 4 where we're 100% open. So that's how we're protecting the workforce, and we're just telling them to be smart when they're not here.
When we first started opening up here in Missouri, and of course it's nothing like New York. We're not, well, St. Louis and Kansas City and Springfield are more populated, but where I'm at, I'm right smack dab in the middle of the nation in farm country. And, when my salon opened back up, they met me at the door. And they wanted you to call them, but they saw me when I walked up. And they met me at the door, and they took my temperature, and they asked me the standard questions. And they, if I didn't have a mask, they handed me a mask, and I wore the mask during the while they were fixing my hair. I have to get it conditioned, you know. so it was a very needful thing for the whole world that I get my hair conditioned because it was starting to look a little skunky. But, we don't mind going through these hoops in order to get things opened. But my concern, Matt, is this people saying, well, this is the new normal and we're never going to go back to not wearing masks or to not taking our temperatures when we walk in the doors. And I don't want to believe that because it's calming down. This pandemic is calming down. In fact, they said it's not even now. It's not even the numbers are not even at an epidemic sign stage as numbers.
Right.
And we're going to head right into the flu season. And, you know, even during normal flu seasons, I've seen a lot of people that are wearing masks. Or during really, really cold weather, wearing the masks because they have lung or heart conditions and such. So when they get out, they take care of themselves. And that's what Americans do. And
right.
I think maybe if nothing else, you know, one thing that's come out of this is that we do need to take a little more care of ourselves and think a little bit more of others when we do go out, you know, like our grandparents and our parents and that kind of thing. And, you know, my husband's mother is 90, she'll be 96, and we've been very careful with her to make sure that she is safe, and if one of us has been somewhere, then we don't go visit. You know, we stay away from her for a little bit. And so, you know, we're just taking precautions that we probably should take all the time, especially during flu seasons. But.
Right, and it's a double-edged sword because, you know, if you've got someone in their 90s that's in your life, you know, how long are they going to be in your life? So if you hide them in a little bubble, and you never see them again. Well, that's sort of like, you know, if they pass away. So it's a tightrope, and you know,
it is. And you know,
I have a
son that's a hospice chaplain, and it's been rough. It's been a rough go for those with not necessarily the coronavirus, but have had other issues that they were passing away with, and keeping the family away from them and that kind of thing. It's been really, really tough, and on everyone. So I think it's something that America needs to think about, and you know, count our blessings that we will get through this. We will get through this, and you know, we'll get on the other side. And the challenges, you know, the stimulus. I was going to ask you about the stimulus creating challenges.
Well, yeah, we're a lot of businesses, and we had a conference call with one of our local, John Katko, who's in the House of Representatives in the Syracuse area. And when the decision was made to augment unemployment by $600 a week, that has caused a lot of issues with companies trying to get people back to work. So you're sitting at home, bringing home $1,000 a week. You're bringing home more money sitting home than you were working. So what we weren't forced to do this, but I did this because I think it was it created goodwill with the employees, and it also although it, you know, it hurt our profitability, we paid people on a weekly basis. I called it the Corona bonus, but a bonus to come to work. And people didn't want to lose their jobs. I mean, they were worried. You know, what happens if you're working at a company and, yeah, I can sit home for 4 months and collect a bunch of money, but I have nothing to go back to. So we sort of couched it with that in mind, and I think it really helped a lot. It, like I said, it cost us money, but, you know, small businesses in the United States, you know, people get a bad rap in, you know, that say, oh, if you work for a corporation or a business, that, you know, all you care about is profit. That's really in the overwhelming majority of companies, it's the exact opposite that's true.
Well, and I know that just in visiting with you and with Greg and what you go through, and also just knowing I've only visited with him once on the air, maybe twice, Mike Lindell, and I know that that's not true. I know that you guys care about your employees. That's why you stay where you are. You know, you stay right there so you can employ these same people that you've had with you for years and years. And, you know, I visit out, like I said, I went to Wyoming, and I know other people don't understand this, but some of these farms and ranches, they've been in the same family for 5 or 6 generations. And they have employees because it's a big spread, you know. They have employees. They're like family. They live there. And, you know, I think America, they see this corporate bug, and there's plenty of it to see. But that's not us. You know, when the businesses that were affected through this coronavirus were the small businesses, that's what was breaking America, not the big corporations. It was the mom-and-pop businesses and those companies like Liberty Tabletop that were hanging in there. I hear the music again. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio with Matt Roberts of Liberty Tabletop, and we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. and always use the promo code BethAnn.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Matt, I want to turn it over to Liberty Tabletop. We've got a couple other topics that I wanted to visit with you about, but I want to know what's going on, what's new there. We know you've got some new patterns coming out, and I just wondered where you were on that. I'm sure things got slowed down a little bit. This year's been crazy, has it not? I don't know that it's going to get any less crazy as we march on through it, but what's going on there at Liberty Tabletop?
Some new designs, some new affinity designs. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Honeybees are big now. So yes. We are going, if you go on our Facebook page or our designer, Eric Lawrence, his Facebook page, we're ironing out some designs that have to do with the honeybee, which is a very close, something near and dear to my wife, who lost her father a few years ago. He was a beekeeper for a number of years, and
wow.
It's a big part of their family. They call it the honey house out back behind their house. They had a barn, and they would always work with their dad when they were little kids, processing the honey. And bees have been sort of endangered lately, and so it's so we're going to try to do something there. I don't know. In some of the designs were pretty cool. We have a new colonial-looking design that's coming out within the next couple months. And then we're working on some other ideas. on how, you know, the things that our customers or people are interested in, that we can make their table look a little brighter.
Well, not just that, but it matches personalities or even where they are. I've got a couple of friends that live in the lake area, or they have lake houses here in the Lake of the Ozark. And I was thinking about your nautical, I don't even know if that's the name of it, but your pattern that has the nautical emblems and stuff on it, how appropriate that would be at their lake house to have that flatware there. And, you know, because you've got a little something for everyone. And I don't know if Greg told you, but I bought just a one-piece setting for each one of my siblings for Christmas. And I tried to kind of match their personalities. My brother's a Marine. He's served in Vietnam. And I got him the Liberty set. And I got my brother, he didn't go to Woodstock, but that was kind of the era we grew up, and I got him the Woodstock pattern, and he really liked it. He thought that was really cool, and I gave my sister and my sister-in-law both the patterns of the Christmas, and then the Earth one for my brother-in-law, who loves to hunt, and I know you're coming out with a sports one that I thought might be for him this next year. I thought I might do it again. They really seem to like them, and I thought I might try and match them up again.
Right, the outdoors. We're trying to figure out a name for it. The nautical design is called Old Harbor, but we're not sure what to name. You know, the outdoor pattern. It's something we wrestle with as a group. We have a lot of people that work here have a lot of experience, and Greg tries to take everybody's best ideas and mold them together, and hopefully comes out with a good design and a good name and a good marketing campaign. But the design is something that we take a lot more time than we did before in making sure that we really appeal to a wider audience, so to speak. And guess what? You're not going to find these designs anywhere else in the world.
No.
We make our tools in-house.
And they're just beautiful. You know, there's some I like better than others. But thinking of the personalities of those, you know, of the ones that I maybe don't like. And, you know, it's a bit because somebody, that particular pattern is them. And, you know, so the Woodstock one, because of my brother and the era that we grew up, you know, I just thought it was perfect for him, and he got a big kick out of it. And my brother Phil, he loved the Liberty style with the, you know, all the patriotism and everything. And so to me, it was exciting. I wasn't sure whether they really liked this, you know, and they loved it. They absolutely loved them. Every one of them did. So I'm just trying to encourage my listeners. There's something for everyone. They've got all these patterns, and I don't know how you do it, but you keep coming up with new ones. And it's. I'm going to put my head to work. Maybe I'll submit an idea for the name for the outdoor one.
Yeah, we love the input, and we love a lot of creative people in the world. So we're not averse to any input.
I have to see the pattern so I can come up with the name, because I know it'll be like the others where there's a different pattern for each piece. Is that, am I correct on that?
Yeah, the outdoor design will be for sure. Woodstock was a little bit difficult to try to make something different, and I think that design, when we first came out with it, I personally thought it was going to take off, and it has, but it took longer than I thought. But now it's a very very good seller for us. And the Celtic design, the Irish Celtic
design, I love that one too.
Hotter than heck. Yep.
I love that one. I think it's just awesome. And then I like the ones that are a little more elegant. You know, I like Betsy Ross and some of those, the Pearl. You know, I like them all. The skulls one I didn't care for as much, but you know, I got some biker friends that I think would love them. You know, it's just it just depends on the personality and the hobbies that people have and what they do. Like I said, I've got a lot of friends that have places down at the lake, and I think Old Harbor is just perfect for them in their lake houses. And it's just, it's exciting when you stop and think and you go through all the different patterns and look at them, as to something for everyone. There's just something for everyone. And it's made in America, and it's top-notch quality. But the artist's work in it is just beautiful.
Right. And the other important thing is that the raw material that you put in your mouth every day, it's 100% content. It's made here. So we know exactly, you know, we have the test results to make sure there's nothing harmful in it. We have control over the whole supply chain. And that's also helped us through the pandemic. We've been asked numerous times, are you having supply chain problems? I said, no, because we don't import anything that goes into our product, and we don't import the boxes and the materials, the polishing materials. It's all local. And that's really helped us to maintain our production through times where some of our friends that have supply chain issues with parts and raw materials, they've had to deal with. I mean, there's actually this is off subject a little bit, but there's a pressure-treated lumber shortage in the Northeast. It's because of the chemicals they use for the pressure treating, they can't get them. So there's weird outages on all these different items, but flatware, you don't have to worry. We'll keep your supply coming.
That is awesome. You know, and you're not really off topic. I love what you said, that the boxes even are made here. And they're sturdy boxes. because I've got several sets from you, so they are sturdy boxes. And I also know that, you know, I've been watching the cosmetic field and some of the things that there's. And even if it's made in America, the bottle isn't. The bottle comes from somewhere else. And so it is an effort to make it totally and completely made in America, like you have there with Liberty Tabletop. And then you have to stop and think, my friends, who else has got a job because of Liberty Tabletop? The box companies? You don't make the boxes right there, do you?
No.
So the box company, they've got employment because you're employing them. And it's that ripple effect that makes America healthier because of Made in America. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Matt Roberts of Liberty Tabletop. I encourage you to visit libertytabletop.com. Look at those patterns that they have, or give them a call. Just give them a call at 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Tell them Beth Ann sent you. And we will be right back.
There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Don't miss Jason Chaffetz, former congressman and Fox News Channel contributor, when he brings his wit, wisdom, and compelling message for life to Columbia for the Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event on Tuesday, July 21st at the Holiday Inn Expo Center in Columbia, Missouri. Chaffetz rose to chairman of the powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, only the fifth time in 100 years a three-term representative ascended to such a position. Chaffetz shares his passion for the value value of life just like Vitae. Vitae's digital marketing strategies promote a culture of life while connecting women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. Reserve your seat today for Vitae's dinner event on July 21st by going to adsforlife.org. The dinner will begin at 7 p.m. There will be social distancing guidelines and precautions taken for your safety. That's Jason Chavetz on July 21st in Columbia, Missouri. Register today at adsforlife.org. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. Have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Matt Roberts of Liberty Tabletop. I want to say once again, Matt, that our hearts and our prayers go out to Greg and his family at the loss of his father. It's been a while since I lost my father, but it just seems like yesterday. And you had mentioned in your email to me that he did get to spend the last few days with him before he lost his father, and that is priceless. We did that as well with my dad, and that is priceless. So our hearts and our prayers go out to Greg and his family and all those that are grieving there. And I know that affects Liberty Tabletop because you all are family. So I just want you to know that our hearts and prayers are there.
Yeah, I've known Greg since the mid 90s when we met down in Toluca, Mexico, and I've met his mom and spent some time with his mom and dad many times over the years, and he with my parents too, and his dad was a really nice guy, just a real easygoing, calm, always had a smile on his face, and he suffered a little bit, but not as bad as you'd think, and it was nice that Greg and his sister got to be there with his mom. Mm-hmm. That was really important that happened, so yeah, I mean, like my grandpa Charles said, that he used to work in the factory. None of us is getting out of this alive. So he had a very dry sense of humor.
I celebrate another birthday. We're just glad we have another birthday.
Right, I agree.
So, well, we're in the final segment of today's show, and we had kind of mentioned, and I know it's going to be a hot topic in this campaign, and it already started, is immigration. And you had mentioned that you have some there that came from other countries and became citizens and how fortunate you are that they're there. And we just say, we open our arms. And I know America does that. We've been, called all kinds of names by the left to think we don't love people, and that's not the truth at all. But I wanted you to kind of mention that just a little bit, and then we'll go back to what's happening there at Liberty Tabletop.
Sure. I mean, we're many of us are descendants of immigrants. I mean, even the Native Americans, they immigrated here, but that maybe 10, 20,000 years ago. and you know, if as long as we share similar values and celebrate the diversity, there's nothing more that I enjoy, you know, going to a restaurant in the city around here and having some ethnic food from a different country, anywhere in the world. And it's so enjoyable. The other thing about the immigration thing, and I think I read in the somewhere in the news that the present administration is interested in a pathway for citizenship to the people that have been here, and I can tell you for a fact that and you hear the bad things too. I mean,
right.
As long as people are productive members of society, and we were talking about it earlier today in the office with the gentleman who became a citizen from Argentina a few years ago. You know, these people would kiss the ground and thank God they could come to work and had a job, and they're not being persecuted by governments all over the world that are not run correctly, tyrannical places, and we welcome them because we want more people to be in the boat rowing in the right direction and live the American dream. So if we can get the people in Washington to somehow shake hands on the immigration thing, get people, you know, on a pathway to citizenship so they can do it the right way. They're not hiding and in this underground economy. And it'll make them proud to be Americans. We're proud to be, you know, Americans with them. And then, you know, start opening up our borders so that and I know some of the reason why they're closed because of the pandemic and everybody's scared. But, you know, immigration is what made this country great. You know, you had different groups from all over the world come here and live the American dream. All you got to do is look at the immigration statistics. Everybody wants to come to the United States. And they want to come to the United States because it still is the greatest country in the history of the world. And we want to keep it that way. And one of the ways to do that is to give people good paying jobs where they have, when they go home at night, they're proud of what they did. And that's what Greg and I and everyone here in these four walls here in Sherrill Manufacturing, selling our products as Liberty Tabletop, that's what drives us every day. And many other companies like us in the United States, including Mike Lindell with my fellow.
Yes. You know, I have bragged before that I am actually the melting pot. I've been here, I don't know, my family's been here since the beginning, I do believe, because I'm supposed to be in my bloodline. I haven't had it tested, but my mother always told me I was French, Irish, Scotch, Indian, English, and German. And so I've got a little bit of everything in me, and so I know that it's a good thing. I call myself a mutt. It's a good thing that we bring people in here. I think it's also a good thing that we watch who we bring in. We want people like your friend from Argentina that really want to be a part of this nation. That's what a melting pot is. We come in here and we become one another, you know. And, you know, what you take on the, like you said, we like to eat the culture, the cuisine from another culture. We've always loved that. And I have family that is from the Thailand and Laos area, and grandchildren that are part Asian, because that's who we are. You know, that's what we do. We love one another, and we grow in that. And I learn so much from them. And I appreciate it very much. And I know that America is an open arm country. We just need to be careful who we open our arms to.
We just want people to keep rowing in the same direction.
Everyone
has faults. Everyone can improve themselves.
Oh, yeah.
But
absolutely.
Don't dwell on the faults. Figure out a way to put that in a rearview mirror as a country,
mm-hmm.
and remember it, but don't dwell on it. And let's hold hands and move forward. Keep America as great a nation as possible, and keep the continuous improvement process happening.
Absolutely. Well, we're down to about 30, 40 seconds. And do you have some specials going on right now? I know you normally do.
We every week we do. Nicole Grant is our marketing digital marketing director. She's been doing a fabulous job. So if you go on our website, you get on the mailing list. There's always something happening. We've added some glassware to our. We do sell other products, some Anchor Hocking glass. Which is made in the United States also. So everything is made in the United States. It's on our website.
I forgot about that. I wanted to talk to you about the glassware, but we'll meet that on another day. Thank you, Matt, for all that you do there at Liberty Tabletop. Appreciate it. Love talking to you today. Appreciate it so very much. Give Greg our love and let him know he's in our prayers. It takes all of us, friends, all of us, to support one another and to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.